From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Turkish authorities closing down schools and firing teachers. Turkish state media say authorities are acting to close down 626 private schools and other educational establishments in the latest Affairs Directorate, the Family and Social Policy Ministry, and the Prime Minister's Office. Russia's top Olympic official said on Wednesday that he expected a final decision by Sunday over whether the entire Russian Olympic team will be banned from next month's games in Rio. The International Olympic Committee is examining its legal options following a report by World Anti-Doping Agency investigator Richard McLaren that accused Russia's sports ministry of overseeing doping of the country's Olympic athletes. Russian Olympic Committee President Alexander Zhukov said the issue is to be resolved by Sunday and that the most important issue is the approval of the Russian national team lineup for participation in the Olympic Games. Russian triple jumper Ekaterina Konova was asked how she'd feel if all Russian athletes were banned from the Games. She said, "I think we will all be crying. In fact, it's very sad and frustrating. All these thoughts in our heads, what if we are not admitted? What do we do? But hope dies last. We still have another chance. It's tomorrow, and I hope they will tell us something good." This is VOA News. A man wearing a heavy coat with wires hanging out promptly did a security alert and partial lockdown in central Brussels, but it turned out to be a false alarm, according to police. Authorities believe that the man was a student measuring radiation levels in the Belgian capital. No explosives were found, and the man was detained for questioning. According to a police spokesman, everything is under control. Wednesday's incident occurred near a library adjacent to the Royal Opera and lasted for about 4 hours because the man wasn't being cooperative at first, according to police. Germany's top security official said the country's investigation so far into an attack on passengers aboard a regional train in Bavaria indicates the suspect acted alone. Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière told reporters in Berlin on Wednesday that it appears the 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker, who was shot and killed by police after wounding five in the axe and knife attack, was radicalized by watching online propaganda. De Maizière said a video of the suspect was posted by the Islamic State group and that it's authentic and seems to be a classic farewell video of a suicide attacker.
Let's hear it for the next president of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
That's the voice of Mike Pence. He's the governor of the state of Indiana, and he's soon to be the Republican vice presidential nominee. As today he introduced the soon-to-be Republican nominee for President Donald Trump, arriving via helicopter in Cleveland, Ohio, Governor Pence.
"And I'm convinced what begins in Cleveland will end in the White House. Thank you, and God bless you, and welcome to Cleveland."
Now, at the convention today, several hundred protesters gathered outside the Republican convention and denouncing the policies of Republican nominee Donald Trump, saying he's dividing the country with his criticisms of immigrants and Muslims. Kenneth Lane, a Trump supporter from New York, said President Barack Obama's border control policies allow anyone to enter this country. Mr. Trump has said he will build a wall along the 3,200-kilometer U.S. border with Mexico, a proposal that has drawn ridicule from Democrats and immigrants' rights groups for its symbolism, its immense logistical challenge, and the claim that Mr. Trump could force Mexico to pay for it. The top U.S. Navy commander vowed Wednesday to continue patrols in the South China Sea, which have angered Beijing after an international tribunal dismissed the Asian giant's vast maritime claims. John Richardson said that the U.S. Navy will continue to conduct routine and lawful operations around the world. The sea has become a stage for rivalry between the two powers, with Washington in recent months sending naval vessels close to islands in Beijing. Joe Palka from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.